This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One doesn't often hear about bribery cases on the order of $1 billion, but we have got one of those for you today. An Italian judge has ruled that two multinational oil companies and their executives are going to go to trial in a case that is complicated, but at its core alleges that Shell and the Italian oil giant Eni paid more than $1 billion for drilling rights in Nigeria that were, in fact, bribes. And as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from the Sustainability Desk, the case has the firm attention of American bankers and oil executives.
The case alleges that executives at Shell and Eni, also known as Eni, knew company payments to Nigeria were bribes to officials and the president. Leaked emails from Shell mentioned, quote, paying people off, and a minister, quote, on the take. To Barnaby Pace at the anti-corruption group Global Witness in London, oil executives in the U.S. and elsewhere should pay heed.
We think this is a watershed moment for the oil industry where oil executives should start getting very worried that if they continue to see bribery as a way to do business, they could find themselves seeing serious jail term.
It's unusual for a case like this to go to trial rather than being settled. It will shine light on the murky world of international oil deals, says compliance lawyer Tom Fox. He spent his career in the Houston energy business.
Companies don't want this type of information getting out, and they don't want the reputational damage, even if they are able to get a defensive verdict. Certainly, they're not going to look good in the light of day, in the light of transparency.
The controversy has brought a separate suit against the U.S. bank J.P. Morgan, accused of negligence in transferring money to Nigeria. The bank and the oil companies and executives have denied wrongdoing. For Nigeria, the upshot is $1 billion went missing. That's equal to the country's annual health budget and could have gone to, say, vaccines, says Edwin Ikoria of the nonprofit One Campaign in Nigeria.
You can just do the math and see the number of kids' lives that could have been saved if only the government had access to more resources.
The trial starts in March. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.